So, usually when we talk about our core beliefs, we picture a house built on a concrete slab, right?
Right, like a safe shelter.
Exactly, shelter from the storm. But, well, stepping into human psychology, you quickly realize half these houses we live in were built by someone else entirely, and we never even bothered to check the foundation.
We really haven't, yeah. It's all just kind of inherited.
Exactly. So today, our mission for this deep dive is to prepare you for the day seven work of week 12. That's law 12. Believe as you wish, but know why you believe what you believe.
And, first off, huge congratulations on finishing the heavy lifting for the week. It is a massive milestone.
It really is. And so, speaking from the perspective of a psychology professor here, I actually just went through the workbook myself. And for my module 12 long-term code, the one I selected was make truth more important than being right.
Oh, I love that one. It's so vital for growth.
Yeah, because in my PhD classes, I constantly see the ego defend itself through cognitive dissonance. It's wild. I actually use this analogy that clinging to being right is, well, it's like wearing this incredibly heavy suit of armor.
A suit of armor.
Yeah, like at first you think it protects you, but eventually it completely traps you. You can't even move. And seeking truth is literally the key to taking that armor off.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. As a neuroscientist, I enthusiastically agree with that. The brain loves to keep that armor on.
Right.
When I did my own reflection, I actually picked Aristotle's quote, the one that goes, "It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it."
Ah, that is a classic for a reason.
It really is. And I paired it with the distill point. Belief without understanding is borrowed thinking.
Wait, borrowed thinking. Is that a biological reality or just a nice metaphor? Because it sounds like a polite way of saying someone is just, intellectually lazy.
No, it is deeply biological. Untested, inherited beliefs are basically just really lazy, automated neural pathways. They're fast and cheap for the brain to use.
Ah, so the brain just takes the path of least resistance.
Exactly. The problem is, when someone challenges that default pathway, your amygdala, the brain's threat detection center, it just fires off defensively.
So it treats a conflicting idea like a physical threat.
Right. But by practicing Aristotle's advice, entertaining an idea without accepting it, you force the brain to build new neural connections. And you do it without triggering that amygdala threat response.
That is fascinating, which honestly brings us perfectly to the practical tasks you need to do today for day seven.
Yeah, so you need to identify your own favorite code, distill point, end quote, and then add them to your long-term code list or spreadsheet.
Yep. And please, this is critically important. Do your three times a day ritual, morning, midday, and evening, one last time for this module before you set it aside.
Yes, one last time. And that brings us to tonight's specific bedtime question.
Right. So tonight, ask yourself this. What is one belief that I value but have never really challenged? What might I gain from such a challenge, no matter how it shakes out?
It's such a powerful question to fall asleep to.
It really is. And because you've wrapped up another module today, you need to add a vital mental hack right after that bedtime question.
Oh, right, the excitement hack.
Yeah, you just tell yourself, I can't wait to start the next chapter's work tomorrow. I am excited about the discoveries it will lead me to.
Which is going to be so useful because week 13 is a big one.
Huge. We are tackling a brand new law. Live life primarily in your circles of control and influence. Everything else is only for awareness.
So good. So, as you drift off tonight with that challenged belief floating in your mind, consider this provocative thought.
Yeah.
Your mental computer is literally pruning away the dead synapses of all that borrowed thinking while you sleep.
Wow, just clearing out all the junk.
Exactly. It's preparing a brand new, unburdened neural landscape for you to wake up to.